Okay. Simin Reishayin Vav Sif Alef. Eini Yehudi Shehidlik Esaneir Vishvil Yisrael. A guy was madlik aneir for a yid. So the din is also lakel. No one is permitted to derive benefit from this neir. Afilu lemi shelo yehudlak bishvilai. That means even though this guy was madlik the neir for this specific yid, he had no intentions to be madlik for someone else, but no one is permitted to derive benefit from this neir. Vein chiluk bazeh, there's no difference. Vein kotzav lo yischar, or yiloi kotzav. There's no difference if he had made up with him that for every time he's madlik and there for him, he'll pay him for the hadlake. Oy like kotzav. Oy shaso bekablonis oy beschiris. And this we'll see in the Mishnah. This is an explanation. That means, bekablonis means he made up with his guy that whenever he'll be madlik and there for him, he'll pay him a certain amount. And therefore, there is a smorim to say, Nochi adaite denavshe kovid, that the guy is being madlik the nair because for every time he's madlik the nair, he gets paid for this. Beschiris means he just hired him for every day he hires him to do work for him. The hoyo, but it's irrelevant. Even it's kablonis. The hoyo vayisrael nenem mimeloche atzma b'shabbos. The yid has a hano from this meloche. Also becholinyin, so it is also. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll try a little to elaborate on this halachim. Shehidlik, v'hu adin l'chol melochem. Any melochem, sheyase ha'ene yehudi b'shabbos, b'shvil yisrael. He's doing a melochem for a yid. The also lakel lehanes mizeh. So no one is permitted to derive benefit from this meloche, since it was done for the hano for a yid. Va'ayin la'el b'simin reish nun beis siv beis. And here in Dirshu brings down, perhaps we should say reish nun beis siv dalid. Le'inyin kablonis. Now there in Reish Nun Beis, we had a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber was speaking about, I gave a guy, let's say, a suit to clean. I gave it to him Thursday. I didn't specify when he should do it. He has till next Thursday to do it. He decided to do it on Shabbos. Now it's clean. The suit is clean already on Shabbos. So that's kosher. So it's mutter. There's no shaila. That what he did it on Shabbos is because he wanted to get it over and done with. He'll be able to get paid for his job. So there's no problem with that. There is a shaila there. Is the yid allowed to wear it in Shabbos? Now he has a clean suit. Is he allowed to wear it in Shabbos? So there the Mechaber says he's allowed to wear it in Shabbos. Because there, the meloche was done, not that the yid should wear it on Shabbos. That wasn't the reason why the guy did it on Shabbos. The guy did it on Shabbos. He wanted to get it over and done with. So memela, that is not considered Therefore, the Mechaba holds that it is mutar. In our case, the Goy did a Malacha expressly that the Yid should derive benefit from this Ner on Shabbos. So this case, it is also to derive benefit. Also midarabonam. Why is it also? If it will be permissible, so then everybody, he'll tell him to do it. Here, he didn't tell him to do it. He did it on his own accord. But if this will be muta, so all the time the guy will be able, he makes a light for him and he's allowed to derive benefit from the light. So when the guy doesn't make, so he'll tell the guy, no, what's... And that's also on Samir Alakum. So is that Lassan. Afilu. Now, not only is he not allowed to derive benefit, but no Yid is allowed to derive benefit from this Malachim. The halacha is later, we'll have in Simin Shin Chofei, if a guy brought something for a yid, he brought it michutz l'tchum. So the din is, this yid is not permitted to use it. But another yid is allowed to permit it to use it. There we differentiate between the yid that the guy did the malacha for, another yid. That yid is not permitted to use it, and will have, the Foshim say, not only is he not allowed to use it, the B'nai Bayis also not allowed to use it. His guests are not allowed to use it, because it was brought for him and his family. So they're not allowed to use it. But any other yid is permitted to use it. He bought something, all other yid are allowed to use it. And here we have, it was madlik aner for this yid, and the law is that no one is allowed to use it. No yid is allowed to use it. So that's the Mishabur's kasha. So he said the din is as follows. The Trumim Derabonam. The Issa Trumim is a Derabonam. So by an Issa Derabonam, the halacha is the yid who the malacha was done for is also to derive benefit. All other yidin are permitted to derive benefit. But here we're talking about Hadlokas Ner, which is a malacha deraisa. So here no one is permitted to derive benefit. V'chein kol isa d'rabbonon sh'osei niyudi b'shvil Yisrael mutala acher sh'loi nase b'shviloi. So that's, so now we know guidelines. By melacha d'araisa that was done for one yid, no one is permitted to derive benefit. Derive benefit, here the Bir Aloche says, he's not allowed to do anything that he would be unable to do without this nail. That's called he's deriving benefit from the nail. He's not allowed to eat by the snail, and he's not allowed to learn by the snail. Now, Agavuche, we just mentioned the halacha is, if a goy brought a shayfa for a yid, he's allowed to blow shayfa. And then the reason is because we say, mitzvus lav lehonais nitno. It's meridik. This halacha is, you're not allowed to derive hano from the malacha. And mitzvus lav lehonais nitno, I'm blowing the shayfa, I don't have hano. This is lav lehonais nitno. So there it is mutav. Aplikain learning is also, so the mefoshim make a chilek. But al kaponim, this is very important to know, if the soul has is only Hanos mitzvah, it wouldn't be mutter, because it's not considered he's deriving Hanos. Fine. Bein Kotzav, Hainu Me'erev Shabbos, V'komash Melon, The loy omrinin vein yoneinu eine Yehudi adaite de navshe avud. That the guy is doing it for himself. He made up with the guy, whenever you put on a light for me, I'll give you $5. So I don't say he's doing it for himself. Kidei lekabo schoroi. Anikzav loich dolabes emiration on base if base, linien kablonis. But there it's different. There he's doing a malocha, and the malocha is not that the yin should derive benefit. He's doing a malocha that he should get paid. He gave him a suit, he's cleaning it on Shabbos today, that he should be able to get his money for the job. But over here, he's doing it that the yid should derive benefit. He was madlik in there, that the yid should derive benefit. G'day l'kabel schoi niktav loi. G'dala b'simeration and b'yisimchof. L'inyin kablonis. Oisha asoi, u'peirish l'mashoma mitchilem. Ben kotzav, that means he made up with him. As the Oma Bein She Akitzvo Hoysa Bekablonis Oy Beschiles, it's awesome. Bekablonis Mikri Heiche Shesocha Istam Lahadlik Loiner Beishe Yitzarech Vekotzav Loi Mikol Hadloke Dovo Kotzu. So it's awesome. Oschiles Mikish Noislem Bechol Yoim Kach Vekach. Now here in Dirshu he brings down two very interesting halachas. The issa is if I'm deriving benefit from the malacha. So he brings down for Rav Nissen Karelitz, what is the din if I'm standing on the corner and cars are whizzing away and there's a policeman over there. The policeman sees I'm standing on the corner, so he stops the cars. I should walk. He's stopping the cars for me, that I should be able to walk. He's doing, I shouldn't be able to derive benefit from this. So he said, there it's not called I'm deriving benefit from the malacha. That means the cars are making it difficult for me to cross the street. So he stopped the cars, I can cross the street. But it's not called, it's different than aner. Aner is pshat, that he made a malacha with aner, and I'm deriving benefit from the malacha. Here he's preventing the cars from coming, so I'm able to cross the street. That's not called, I'm deriving benefit from the malacha. And it's muto. That's one case, he says, is muto. Then another case, he says, is muto. A very interesting case. He brings some up Rabbi Eliashiv. He says a person is in a hotel and he has a problem. He can't get through the room because he needs a card, an electric card to open up the lock. So a guy sees that he has a problem. So he has the card. He puts in the card. He opens the door. So that I can go into my room. So he says also that is not considered. He did it for me. I didn't tell him, but he also didn't tell him anything. He did it for me. Here it's not called I have a nor from the malacha. That means the door is open now. But that's called he took away from me. There was something that prevented me from entering the room. He opened the door so I can enter the room. So it's not called I derived a benefit from the malacha. That means since the door is open, there's nothing that's holding me back. So by entering the room, it's not called I am a hanor from his malacha. So therefore, this is permissible. And there means that I'm reading law and I'm deriving a direct benefit. This is called, there was something that was preventing me from entering the room, so he took away the obstacle. So that's not called, I am anor from the malachim. These are to show that even though the guy did it for me, but I'm permitted to go through the door. Now, so here we said, Alochem, that if a goy was madlik aner in Shabbos for a yid, he's not permitted to derive benefit from it. But why is if the goy was madlik the nail for himself? It's dark in the room, and the goy was madlik a nail for himself. One case. Case number two, I let say a choilel Yisrael, afilo ein boi sakonem. There's a yid, a choilel shein boi sakonem, that the halacha is, a choilel shein boi sakonem, means he's not for the mishkov. There's no sakona, but he's a choilel. So the halacha is, one is permitted to tell a goy to do a melacha the oiraisa letzol choy. I'm permitted to tell a goy to do melacha the oiraisa letzol choy. For choy l'shem by sakona. I feel lo ein by sakona. So this is permissible. Now, he brings down in Dirsha something very interesting. Let us say that there was a generator that was broken, and because of that, the whole shchuna, the whole neighborhood doesn't have any light. And there's a chayla shein boi sakone, which needs light, or needs air conditioning. It's a chayla shein boi sakone, which would need the electricity to start working. So he goes and he fixes the generator. Now all of a sudden, the whole shchina is everyone is light. But this came about from a malocha that was done for a chayla shein by sakona, which is permissible. So the end of the day is everyone is permitted to derive benefit from this malocha. Even though the malacha means that even though it comes about that everyone in their house now has light, but since the malacha that was done letzorech chole she'ein boi sakonim, which is permissible, I'm allowed to tell the guy to do it. So if he did it, I guess the whole issue is if he does it for me, I'm not allowed to derive benefit because maybe I'll tell him to do it. But if he's doing it for Chayil Hashem by Sakone, there's no problem. I'm permitted to tell him that he should do it.
Say the first one, say, talk to him. Well, very weak. I can't talk about it. Oh, what's wrong?
Yeah.
So,
a guy to do a malacha, it's all chay, yeah. That he needs, yeah.
Raise the
bed. What?
Raise the
bed. It's the lechayr if he needs it. The lechayr. I mean, he can't fall asleep. The lechayr, I say. Hago. Oy letzayrech k'tanim duhu kechay l'shem b'yisakonet. Now, a tzayrech cotton. Tzorchei cotton. Has a din of a chayil l'shem by sakona. Now we have to elaborate a little what this means. Here the Mishnah Berurah says k'tanim, haynu im tzrichim harbe. That means there's a big need for it. It's not the cotton needs it. So if there's a big need. So this is permissible. Now, so let us speak about a case that a need. So he brings down a case, let us say, that a husband and a wife, the wife has to go to the hospital in the middle of Shabbat, and there's a child home alone. The child is petrified to be home alone, and there's no one to watch him. There's a kohen that lives 30 blocks away, that the child will be there. So he'll be comforted. He'll, I guess he'll be petrified. So you're allowed to tell a goy to bring him to this. This is called a tzorech gadol. That for him to be alone in the house is al moed kepachad. So you're allowed to tell a goy to take him to a korev, to a shochin. If a child is petrified from the dark and you can't quiet him down, you can't calm him down. You could calm him down. You should try to calm him down, but you can't calm him down. He's petrified from the dark. She's allowed to tell a guy to be madlik a nail. Now, the shaila is to how old is one called a katan? How old does the child have to be eligible for this hetel? So he brings down the Ksais HaShulchan says one could be mekel, a child 7 or 8. And Minchas Yitzchak calls till 9. And the Ohel HaTzion wants to be mekel, calls him and he's a katan. If there's a tzorech habe for this katan, so he's permitted to tell, he's permitted to tell a guy to do a malacha for him. Now, so we have here 3 cases that the guy did a malacha. He did it on his own accord, for himself, or for a chayla shein by sakana, or for k'tanim, muta l'chol Yisrael l'shtamish l'oiroi. So then, everyone is permitted to use this. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. L'chol Yisrael l'shayich kan gzeire. That means he did it for a chayla. So we can ask, maybe he'll tell him to do it for a chayla. One is permitted l'chatchila to tell him to do this malacha for a chayla. And we'll come on resuming Shin Chav test. Lishtamish la'oiroi afilu hu makiroi. That means even though the guy knows this other person, v'loichayshinon shema yarbe bishviloi, we are not afraid that if the guy sees that I'm deriving benefit from this light, he might kindle another light for me. We don't say this, the nail echod, the nail meyo. And we say, so this nail that was hoodlinked for a cholem, or for himself, or for a cotton, I'm permitted to derive benefit. Even he was madlikin bebeis Yisrael, but if he was madlikin for this purpose, so it is permissible. Fine. That is by a nail. V'hu adin, let's go back to the Mechaber. La'oise medure l'tzorchoi. What is if the guy makes a fire to warm himself up? L'tzorchoi, oi l'tzorech chaylev. Or he's making it for a chaylev. And says muta lachol toitzer chaylev. V'yeish oisrim b'medurem. Others aser b'medurem. Mishum de gazrinen shemo yarbe b'shviloi. Maybe the guy will make this flame, the fire, larger for the other yid who's deriving benefits from the medure. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Letzorchoi, the mutar lechol Yisrael ischamein. Every yid is allowed to warm himself up from this medurah. Even though the goy knows the second person, mishum the medurah kitano nami mechamemes arbe anoshim. That means I don't have to be afraid that the guy will be moisif more for other people. Vahavi kemoy ner. The ner le'echod, v'ner le'echod, v'ner le'meyem. So memele, what he had done, it is irrelevant if one derives benefit, if 100 people derive benefit. Vayesh oimrim svirlu. They hold there's a difference between a medure and a nail. The medure gazrinin shemo yarbe, he might come and he might make a bigger medure. Yeah, the leidomil in there. Mishum de lefi ribui anoshim shemesubim eitzel amedurim tzorech lahoisif ulahagdil amedurim. It seems if there's more people, there's a greater need for a larger fire. So then, others are not allowed to derive benefit from it. Vim hisikein yudi ha-tano le-tzolchoi, but it was masik de-tano, kulalme moidim de-rashoi, yisroeli konis le-beis ha-chorev, yisamazoi, that means there was a furnace, and he put on the furnace. You can make this flame larger and larger. We are afraid that if more people come, the goy will be moisif on the medurim. But a tano beisachoyev, he put on, he kindled the furnace for himself. So then there's no fear of a sofer. Kulam amoyde nereshoya Yisrael. Likonis lebeis achoyrev, he's allowed to enter this room. The chimum leechot, chimum lemeyam. Vave kemoyner de shori. Now, but a medura the second day you hold, the gazrin in sheme yarbe bishviloi. That means if the goy sees him there, he might, and he sees that this medure is not sufficient for this other person, so he might go and make the medure larger. V'miyaduahu she'enoi makiroi, but if he doesn't know this person, shori lekul alme, then this is mutal. Now, Niyu. Im osa eini Yehudi. So now we just are like this. Let's go by a nail. Aner, a goy was madlik aner for me. So we said before, I'm not allowed to derive benefits from it. If he did it for himself or for a chilem, then it's mutter. Me you. Im osa in the Yehudi beveish Yisrael midatoy. If a goy comes into my house and he made a nail or he made a medurim, ein ha Yisrael tzorech lotzeis, so the Yi does not have to leave his house. Even though he's deriving benefits that in his house there's a ner or medurim, he's not mechuyev to leave his house. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Im also, haynu davke achal shekvar osa haynu yehudi. A goy comes into my house. He sees I'm sitting in the dark, so he goes and puts on the light. Fine. Uma yesh loy li Yisrael lav. So he said, what should I do? Loy hitrichu lotzeis me'abayis. Mishvil zet. He's not mechuyim to leave the house because of this. But he did it already. He walked in, he put on the light. So what should I do? So I'm not mechuyim to leave the house. V'yazirenu Allah ha'bosh le'lasis kain. But he should tell them, listen, you did it, but you should not do this a second time. Avo. That's if the guy came into the house and he did it. So the loch is, the yid is not mechuyim to leave the house. Avol im nizdamin li Yisrael shero. But what is if the Yid saw before he put on the light? The guy comes into the house, he sees the Yid is sitting in the dark. So he says, Rabbi, I'm going to take care of you, don't worry. But he didn't put it on yet. Then I said, come, no, don't put it on for me. Afilu imo yoze bebeiso yishalene Yehudi, gam kein tzorech limchois, he has to be moichem, kim in shaneo beitzim shal Yisrael. That means we're speaking about that he's using the fuel and the fire of a yid, and he's doing it for him. Afilu bebeiso yishalakum. So he's mechuyim to be meicher. Vafilu im dasa Yisrael, lotzeis acha kach lecheder acha shelo yehene meyaner. Now, we're talking about a case that the goy came in and he saw that I'm sitting in the dark. So the goy wants to put on a light for me. So he said, the halacha is, I'm a chuyim to be moichel. He says, what is, if I have an intent, that if he puts on the light, I'm going to go to a different room. V'afilu imdas a Yisrael lotzeis achar kach l'cheder achar, that he has an intent to go to a different room, shelo yehane me'aner, that he shouldn't derive benefit from the nair. Gam kein tzorech limchais. This is afilu bebeis akum. I see he wants to put on a nair for me. I have to tell him don't. V'chosh kein bebeis Yisrael. V'imein Yehuda oise bal kochoi. That means the guy, I told him don't do it, but the guy wants to do it. Chayiv ligarshoi mibeisoi vipneshilu Hashem. So he has to send him out of the house. Sheyechashdu, people will be choshet him. Sheoise ha'ene Yehudi bishlichusoi. Even Shahu Bebeis Israel. If he's doing it Bebeis Israel, and I told him not to do it, and he wants to do it, so he's mechuyim to chase him out of the house.